Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That means,
hey man,
it's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute,
that's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew, fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah,
Carl Dukes,
you're not listening,
and Mike Bell,
give me a freaking break,
are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Hope you're having a great day. We got a lot to get to today. Connor Riley's going to stop by from Dog Nation. Lots of people still being very critical of Kirby's decision to go for it on fourth down. He shouldn't have went for it. We'll talk to Connor about that coming up.
No. You and I said it. You should have gone for it. You just got to come up with a better play.
Well, when you don't get it, you get the criticism. Right. And look, yes, I go for it at home. I think it was the right decision, but we'll get into that, man. Also, a little bit later on, we're going to talk to Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. Bye week for the Falcons, which means we can just take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the dub from Sunday, and next week we'll get ready for Buffalo. It's funny because next week we've got a little special programming for you guys because of the early Monday night start. So Mike and I are going to be doing a show with our boy Randy Mack. Andy's on the pre-game show, and Abe was just in here talking to us as if we're going to remember anything that he's trying to tell us for next week. Abe.
Yes.
It's day-to-day. You've heard the term day-to-day. We're day-to-day. Okay?
Abe came in here and goes, all right, guys, we're going to need to talk about Monday. Like, this month, a week from Monday?
Come at us next, at the end of the next week.
Look, we can all do better at being organized. Lord knows I can, but still, there's no freaking way.
Nah, it's too much.
And so, day-to-day, we're in here telling Abe, like, Abe, no. It's like Lego Batman. No.
Too much.
I'm not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
And so Abe is so serious and earnest about this. He's like, no, we really need to lay this out. I go, Abe, it's 10 days. How many days away is it?
It's almost 10 days.
I don't know. How many days? 9 days away? I go to him. I go, don't you understand what Carl and I do a show? It's a blank canvas.
It is.
And we paint with our words.
That's exactly right.
This game's going to suck.
And Abe was just in here going, no, we got to do this.
This is a tapestry that we fill through 4 hours. Some of these things we do talk about pre-show, but for the most part, it flows freely.
Just like right now. We had no intention of talking
about it. My mind is a rivulet of thought, Carl.
Yes. And then I threw Abe a curveball. I said, no, I want Atlanta United and I want Hawks.
And I said, and we must update the Mountain West scores.
Anyways, man.
This game's going to suck.
Anyway, this one goes out behind the scenes here at 92.9 The Game.
We'll tell you more about it when we find out more next week. But that's going to be the Monday night leading into the Monday night game. Here's what we're getting to. All right. How do they build off this? How do the Falcons build off this win? And here's the thing. As we feel really good, at least I do. I said this yesterday to you guys. The early concerns about the Bills, they're real. Like, that's a Super Bowl contending team. If they remain healthy, Mike, they're going to be potentially in the AFC Championship game again. But the level of excitement right now coming off the way this offense performed has you believing, okay, cool, we can do this. The problem is, with the inconsistency, I don't know if they're able to do it every week. See, the Bills have built an offense, Mike, and believe in their quarterback so much, they're never concerned about not being in a game. We're not there yet. We believe in Michael Penix, and we think he's really good, but we haven't built that level of confidence where game in and game out. And again, you're talking about a guy that's been an MVP in this league, and Josh, you're talking about a guy that's been in the league a lot longer, you know, seven more years or whatever, eight more years than our guy. But that's what they have right now. And so when you have that level of stability, it's why nobody thinks the Chiefs are not going to be in the playoffs.
Right.
You know what you're having to deal with. And so if they are scoring points like they are, and Day-Day told us in our pre-pre show, and by the way, check that out. It's around 11:15-ish every day on YouTube. The IT folks and our webmasters and all those kinds of folks are just like, this is big. You guys are crushing it on this thing. So we'll continue to do it, and we invite you guys to watch it. It's live on YouTube and all that stuff. But Day-Day said, and correct me if I'm wrong, you said the Bills are averaging 33 a game. Is that right?
Yeah, they're the second highest. They're right behind the Lions as far as points per game.
Can we keep up?
Well, I mean, their defense, it's not like the greatest. I mean, go back and look at some of the games this year. You could say that some of the teams kind of imploded at times. You know, like well, Baltimore does that against everybody. But it is interesting when you look at Josh Allen, and we know that just assume they got four touchdowns on the board, right?
Yes.
That just kind of comes with the territory. And then you look at it and say, okay, is our defense going to – can we create a turnover? Because he will give you a turnover.
He will. He'll throw it to you.
I mean, that's one aspect of it.
Or fumble.
And we have been a very turnover-happy team. Like, this is one of the best turnover ratios we've had just four games in that I can remember into a season.
Yeah, that's the key. I would be more concerned – and we're just – look, this is a general conversation we're having now. We're going to get deeper into this. But you want to build off of this. And this is where Mike and I are. You just don't win last week because, oh, it's a must-win. And then you show up. And then don't show up for Monday night. You've got to continue to get better. And so part of this is, Mike, for me, I feel better about the defense as a whole than I have the last 4 or 5 years. If I didn't feel that way, then I might have even more concern. But to be quite honest with you, when you're talking about takeaways, where we rank statistically, defensively in the league right now, this is a defense that's getting after it. And look, you might even say we've won these games because of our defense.
Defense was, guys, we've talked about the numbers and the stats. It's a top 10 defense in a number of categories. And I think the pass rush is continuing to evolve. I mean, I think the young guys are still learning on the job. I know that we debate, and it's always fun to say, you know, sacks matter. But they did get Mariota off, you know, certainly off the spot. They got him off the field on third down 7 out of 8 times. And that's got to count for something.
It does.
Baltimore, that was the big one I talked about. Baltimore kind of shot themselves in the foot. That was a 41-40. Josh Allen passed for 394 yards. But the Ravens kind of took away the run game. Subsequently, he hasn't had to throw for much, and James Cook has been going over 100 yards every game. So our linebacker core, our front seven, you know, I think you look at Ruka, Ro, Onyemata, those guys, don't allow those lanes for Josh Allen to kind of – because it's not always him, Carl, going around the side. Sometimes it's through the middle.
It's up the middle. By the way, and we really haven't acknowledged this, but all those questions about last year's draft class are slowly being answered. Rook's playing well. Dorless is playing well. Like, the guys we wondered about, remember last year, we were like, oh, I don't know, man, I'm not sure. And we had every right because, again, there really only one guy got a lot of playing time last year, and that was Rook. Mike, that class now is stepping up along with the rookie class that we have. It looks very promising, man, especially on the defensive side.
Right, and you know, the way we used to get – I certainly get after Dimitroff. Now when you look at the draft class, Bijan is one of the best players in the league. Pitts is, I still think, underutilized, but
too.
On pace to have a major impact. So all of a sudden, that softens that blow a little bit. Drake London's an elite receiver. You know, he was banged up to start the season. And then you throw in the last 2 years of defense. All of a sudden, I start to say, hey, self, I'm not so critical of Terry Fontenot. Things are starting to round into shape. Now, that means nothing if we don't make the playoffs this year. But I like where we were to get to 2-2. I always thought we were going to be 2-2 anyway. The first four games.
You did. You said that all offseason. Didn't know how we'd get there. And then it was like, okay, if we go 3-1 or 4-0, then we're really doing something. But I think we are exactly where we thought we would be. 404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Text us, guys. You can always find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Here's what happened last night, and this gets back to our season and how this thing's going to play out. As we continue to watch our team get better, hopefully through the rest of this season, you got to beat the teams that are bad. And last night, we both thought that the Dolphins and the Jets are bad teams. But we also felt like the Dolphins had more promise, right, going into the season. And now, you know, all the conversation, Mike, about whether Mike McDaniel's a good coach or not, you get a win and it takes a little bit of pressure off. The point is, Jets are a bad team. Lots of penalties, turnovers. You've got to win those games, and those are the games, Mike, that push you over the top. You're going to be in battles with the better teams. Guys, that Bills game is going to be a dogfight, right? If you're as good as you think you are, it's going to come down to probably fourth quarter, last 5 minutes. But, Mike, last night, boy, the Jets look like a mess right now.
Well, I mean, they're down 17-3, and they did battle back. So, I mean, there is at least, if you're, you know, Aaron Glenn, you could argue that, hey, you know, this team is, you know, at least showed some fight. You know, I mean, you had a fumble. Turnover just killed you on the kickoff. I mean, it kind of set the tone. You know, I mean, just bad. That was in the third quarter. Bad things just seemed to happen to the Jets. Aaron Glenn, and we love this guy. You know him better than I do. Yeah. Just seems like he's ill-equipped for New York. You wish he'd maybe slow rolled it, because it's like he's going to explode. The pot is constantly simmering, and now it's at boil, and it just seems like, boy, he's going to be a one and done. So he needs to recalibrate. He's got a young offensive coordinator. I think Fields did some good things yesterday. I think Fields did some of the things we've talked about in the past. There's just been consistency there. But statistically, I mean, he did enough, I thought.
I did too.
To put you in a position to win the game. Tua Tagovailoa was certainly cleaner. You know, the run game, Breece Hall was solid. You know, I just, Garrett Wilson, I need, oh man, I came up this close. I needed one more catch from Garrett Wilson.
He didn't.
Oh no, he was good. 82 yards on 6 and a TD. I just needed an even bigger night. But the big story, of course, last night is all about Tariq Hill. And now memes are saying, was he on morphine, or is he just so happy to not have to catch passes from Tua Tagovailoa that his smile extended from the time he was put on the cart to the ambulance on the Florida Turnpike?
I don't know how he did that. I don't know how he did that.
I mean, he's smiling. They got a video of him grinning
ear
to ear in the ambulance leaving the stadium.
Yeah, and remember now, he when he got to Miami, he's like, Tua throws a better ball than Patrick Mahomes. He was, you know, touting and pumping up his quarterback. Yeah, that was a gruesome injury. I don't know how he kept a smile on his face. I just know what a big baby I am and how I would have been with the towel over my head crying the entire time. His mom was down there. Look, we don't want to see anybody get hurt, especially a caliber player like Tyreek, you know. Right. But he's also taking a step back. He's not that dynamic receiver he was in Kansas City. And so now he's going to miss a season. And I said this to Mike and the guys this morning. Guys, injuries like this with all that...
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You give me damage and all that stuff. His superpower was speed. I'm just going to blow by you. And he scared so many teams in his prime that you were going like, oh, we got to double and triple team this guy because we can't get him, you know, let him get behind us. Mike, I don't know if that's going to be there when he comes back.
Well, I mean, again, I said to you guys on our pre-show, you can catch these guys on Twitch and YouTube, as Carl mentioned. But, I mean, it's not as bad as Alex Smith. But, man, everything with an L in it got blown up in this dude's knee.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.